How's everybody doing today? Welcome to another episode of the Tone and Ant Show, where some can hang, some can't. You got to be cut different to be here.
Hey, how you doing? Man, I'm doing good, man. Happy birthday, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Of course, what you got going today, bro?
Nothing too much today, man. We'll tap in on some on the weekend, man. Nothing too crazy, you know?
Okay. Well, you sound like you doing a little song.
Yeah, I'm gonna chill out, man. Nothing crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna chill out, man. Nothing too crazy, you know.
Okay. So you sound like a little Red Lobster or something.
Along those lines.
Okay.
I do have a question. What's your fixation on my guy? Like, what's up with you? You good?
What are you talking about?
Like, why are you so hell bent on like it's getting weird, you know? It's giving me like weird vibes.
What's exactly? Can you explain?
Why is your name on here? Can Kawhi win? Like, what is? Like, what are we doing,
bro? What?
What?
You said what?
Bruh.
I don't really like.
You don't really what?
I don't know. I can't believe you just asked me, can Kawhi win?
Oh, we're going to start with that topic. So, obviously, with the recent Clippers struggle since the James Harden trade, they are, what, 0 for 4? 0 and 4?
0 and 5.
Okay, 0 and 5.
They haven't won since their last win was Halloween night.
Okay. Last win was Halloween night, and it is now November 14th. It's not that long.
Whoa!
They had got like a long break after that Lakers loss. And then they played again, but, you know, later that next week.
Okay. I mean, like I said, the last win was October 31st, where they beat the Magic 118-102.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, they lost to the Lakers, the Knicks, the Nets, the Mavs, and the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, who were just started the season 0-6, but
that is a fact.
Not to mention what the Mavs and Luka did. Ooh.
I ain't gonna lie. Luka had what's his name? Kendrick Perkins took me out with that. He said you got a hard head, don't you?
Yeah.
Nah, that's kinda OD, I ain't gonna lie.
What's the problem over there, bro? Like explain. Like I just don't
oh.
I mean like you got Westbrook, Harden, PG. Mm-hmm. Tim, Ty Lue, coach.
I would say my best like synopsis of everything. I don't feel like it's enough. There's not a lot of like versatility. Like I mean, okay, we got James Harden to like you know do whatever he does. That's fine. But like, and then like they don't have a lot of depth either. Bones Highland, Norman Powell. Mason Plumlee. They don't have a lot of like versatile guys who can like you know play different positions. Obviously, you had Nick Batum, you had Marcus Morris, you had I know I'm missing a few guys. Like those are versatile guys who play the 3 and the 4. Obviously, and they really want to go into their small lineups. They can play the 5. With James Harden, obviously you give all the way those pieces and you just get James Harden and PJ Tucker. Not saying PJ Tucker's a bad player,
I mean, you said they ain't got no depth, but they got a solid. They got a decent bench though.
And I have enough. Like, okay, Bones Highland, Norman Powell. Who you got on there?
Norman Powell. You got PJ. You got Man.
Terrence Mann. Okay. After those four, I mean, they're not, on top of that, those are all smaller guys.
After those four, on top of the main four, like what are you talking
those
about?
Those are all smaller guys who won't be able to compete. Rebound.
You got Zubac and Plumlee. Let me not say compete. 2 7-footers, bro.
You said what?
You got Zubac and Plumlee too. You got 2 7-footers.
The Lakers just literally, what's the word? I'm sorry. Like, tormented Lil Zubac out there. And that's the last time I've even heard of Zubac. Like, I've never seen them attack Zubac like that in none of the matchups. They went crazy on him. So I feel like that's going to be a weakness going forward, not only for the Lakers, but literally for any team. I believe he was a foul trouble too. And Mason Plumlee, I mean, he's decent. Not. too crazy, but he's decent. I mean, I don't know. I feel like with that James Harden trade, you gave away everything. Your versatility. I'm not going to say everything. Your versatility.
Gave away your versatility. So you saying that Kawhi don't have enough?
Hell no, that's not what I'm saying. Are you serious? I said it's not no more versatility anymore. I think this team can win a championship. I think they can go deep in the playoffs too. James Harden. My boy, he definitely got enough now. That's not the word. Like, bro, what? Mm. What did you even come up with that? Like, what did you come up with that?
I'm asking for verification. I'm trying to see what you saying. So I'm verifying what you saying.
Verifying what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, that's noted. Okay. Verifying what I'm saying.
Yeah, go and repeat it one more time so you know.
Let me write it down too. He's verifying. Yeah. Verifying.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I am
saying
or said.
What you said.
What I said. Okay. Let me erase that.
Erase that. But what you said?
Verifying what let me take out am.
Tone. What I tone.
What said. Tone quotations. What I tone. Mm-hmm. Said.
Now take a picture of it too.
Nah, I don't need to take a picture. I got it wrote down.
Mm. Okay.
Weirdo.
In this case, you lose that paper though.
What?
What?
I ain't gonna lose. It's right here on my desk, little bro. Stay over there.
All right.
Weirdo.
Let's hope it don't grow legs and walk away.
So, what you think about this, man? What you think about the Clippers' recent struggles?
Me personally, you know, I think. I mean,
so you are weird, bro.
No, I ain't even saying nothing. Look at you, bro.
Getting weird, bro.
How? I'm
go ahead.
Relax. Like, look at you, man. For one, I give Kawhi his props. He's played 9 games this year. You know what I'm saying? So let's clap that up real quick. I mean, I feel like that's a round of applause in its own right. Correct.
Go on, what you were saying, bro? All
right. just like that.
Go on, what you're saying.
Me personally, I like the bench on top of what they got now. I feel like they have enough versatility, as you would like to say. I feel like that they solid and they should be able to make some damage in the West, in my perfect honest opinion. You know, I don't think it's coaching. I don't think it's none of that. You know what I'm saying? Some people are saying that, you got Westbrook and Harden on the team. They both want the ball. You know what I'm saying? And they're not even the top options to score, all of this stuff. Blase. Mm-hmm. I personally don't believe none of that neither. Now, I feel like it does have to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have one person trying to play hero ball. I feel like Harden should be the last option, in my opinion. Oh, what's so funny about that?
Is that what?
All right. What's so funny about
bro, that? Bro, you say he should be the last option. Like,
because he should, bro.
You said, like, after PG and Kawhi?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Westbrook should be facilitating with. The ball should be in his hands.
Okay.
Because that's what Westbrook, that's where he thrives. Facilitating. That's what he do. Mm. Let him cut to the basket, get him some screens. Let him hit Kawhi, PG, boom, boom. And then you got Harden. Harden need to fall back into that OKC role.
Okay.
That's my honest opinion on that.
That's actually a good breakdown. I like that. You actually did something.
Whoa.
You normally just be saying craziness.
Oh, okay. And craziness.
Yeah, craziness, definitely.
Okay. Because I ain't the one that just said, oh, it's the bench. They don't got nothing.
I did not just say it's the bench. Wait, what, bro? Bro,
You good?
Bro, who said it's the bench, bro? You just making up, bro. Y'all just heard it here first. You just making up.
That was your excuse. That was your excuse though. Like when I said why, like why are they losing? You was like, you ain't said nothing about the starters. You would immediately.
I said they don't have no versatility.
That's talking about the bench, correct?
No, that's talking about every you took, bro.
Okay. So you're gonna say that the four main starters don't have versatility between each other.
Bro, you got a power forward. They don't have a power forward out there.
You're not gonna sit here and say you're talking about the whole team.
I'm talking about the entire team. What are you talking about?
How you gonna say that the four main starters don't have bro?
You got two point guards out there and Chris Stonefall and James Harden and then Russell Westbrook. And then you got two forwards out there.
That's not versus. Okay. All right, Tom.
No, because James Harden is not locked down on each. I mean, not locked down. He's not even consistent on both sides.
So you talking about two point guards. So why people don't say that about Luka and Kyrie then?
Because what's the name? Really a shooting guard.
Bro, Harden can play the two. What are you talking about?
Harden has to have the ball.
I really think the ball should just be in Russell Westbrook's hand.
No, James Harden needs the ball to just do whatever.
No. Go back. When you talking about Dallas, who is a shooting guard?
Oh, I'm talking about Kyrie.
Kyrie. So you saying Kyrie's a shooting guard? Not like okay. So when he won the championship, he was shooting guard, or was he playing point guard?
No, he didn't play the shooting guard, but he didn't have the ball in his hand the majority of the time. Bron was there for that. He could come off the ball just like James Harden needs to.
Hold on. I wasn't talking about what he did with Bron. What I was asking was he a point guard when he won a championship?
Yeah, he was a point guard. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're in Dallas. So you saying that he's not a point guard in Dallas?
No, he's not the point guard in Dallas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Luka's the point guard. What do you mean?
Okay, cool. So they're not both point guards?
No, I just said Wesson can play the shooting guard. Yes.
And James Harden can also play the shooting guard.
But James Harden needs the ball. Kyrie needs the ball.
I'm confused because Kyrie needs the ball.
Who said Kyrie needs the ball?
So, wait, bro.
Kyrie doesn't need the ball to thrive. What do you mean? He can come off the ball.
James Harden can too. What are you talking about?
Who told you that? Why? Where do you see that at? If you can show me clips of that, please show me.
What do you mean, bro? James Harden has done that his whole career.
His whole career, he has played off the ball.
Yes, bro. He has played off the ball during his entire career, bro.
Nah, bro.
Yes, he has.
Nah.
He's played.
No, you just did, bro.
All right, bro.
You did not. Because
he can have the ball in his hand. He can play both ways, bro. But that's what I'm saying. What did you talk? He's played both his whole career,
bro. No, depending on where he's at. But ever since
he was in, hold on. When he was in OKC. Was he playing with the ball in his hands or was he playing off the ball?
Yes, he played with the ball in his hands after he's the sixth man of the year for him. He had to get in and he needed the ball. He was taking the pressure off of KD.
He was in OKC. When he was in OKC and he was on the court with Westbrook and Durant, you telling me he took the ball away from them? Okay, so when he was in Brooklyn with Kyrie and KD,
I don't see no footage of that. I don't even care about Brooklyn. But go to, bro.
Because I'm looking. No, we talking about his whole career.
And then you just skipped a whole entire point. You just came out here and said Brooklyn. Didn't throw in Houston.
Because did he play there? Yes or no? I'm talking about his entire career. So obviously, he didn't even play.
Oh my God, I'm gonna look up how many games he played in Brooklyn, bro.
Oh my God. Obviously, he wasn't there long, bro. But what I'm saying, when he was there,
he hasn't been with the Clippers either. So what are you talking about? For real, in a Brooklyn Nets uniform? You said and told me,
he's only played with the Clippers like four games. What are you talking about?
Right? I'm not even counting the Clippers now. What are you talking about?
So how you going to discredit the Nets when he hasn't even played? Like, Tom, do you hear yourself? Oh, my God. We're like...
You just sat here and told me, Tone, no, bro, you being weird. But then you just sat here and
said,
he didn't play with them for that long.
Okay, hold on. I feel like we just, what exactly is your argument? What are you arguing right now?
The argument came whenever I said, bro, I'm not going to even lie. I don't even count him when he was in Brooklyn. I don't really even like remember him. I'm not gonna say remember, but like I didn't see him play with them that much to even know like, oh, okay, he came off the ball. Okay, he got the ball in his hand. And that's so me. That was a personal thing.
Because
I didn't
you
see
don't
him
know
play.
Because you ain't seen him play.
Yeah, and that's what
you
I just said. You just said no,
bro,
no,
that's
bro.
Not
that's
what
weird.
You said, bro. You was trying to disprove. No, Tony, you said it in a way to discredit it. Like, I'm not even finna count, bro. Like, man, my thing was that's what I heard. So I'm finna go off of, like, wait a minute, what do you mean you can't count Brooklyn? That's where he played, and I'm talking about his whole career.
Yeah, and okay. So, all right, that's a miscommunication. I literally said, bro, I didn't care to see James Harden in a Nets uniform. I didn't pay attention to him.
Okay, all right.
I'm not trying to discredit the man when he was with them. It's just like, oh, I wasn't caring to watch him play with them. It just was a shit show over there regardless. Anyway.
Okay. So anyway, so I feel like as of right now, we both can agree that Westbrook needs to have the ball in his hand.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. And then James Harden should go back to that six-man kind of role.
He should. But then you got him coming in talking about some he is a system or he doesn't play in a system.
Well, shoot, Kawhi gonna have to ram him up, bro.
We all know who team it is. We don't question it like how they question you and that boy over there in Phoenix. They don't question that.
That boy in Phoenix
and the other guy in Milwaukee. They don't question my guy like how they question y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, have you seen what Dame been putting up recently?
Who? Dame who?
I was gonna bring that up, but I was gonna bring that up as a topic. But I was
Dame,
like, nah, I ain't gonna.
Dame who?
I said Dame.
Oh, you said Dame. All right. What Dame talking about? Give me a quick synopsis. What are you talking about? Yo. Getting weird. Technical difficulties. Yo, Ant, talk to me.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, it's getting weird. I don't know what's going on, man.
I don't need that. I feel like you setting it up, but all right.
What am I setting up, man?
Man, you tell me, bro. You tell me. Before we skipped out, I asked,
what was Dame talking about?
Wow, okay, that's weird. Talking about skipped out.
We did. We messed up, didn't we? What do you mean?
Nah, but it's like you said, skipped out. Like, all right, bro.
Bro, yeah, what? Real.
But anyway. So, Dame returned yesterday after two games. He was 3-for-17, 1-for-9 from three. He had 12 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists in 32 minutes. Greek, 35-11, 13-for-22 in 35 minutes. They beat the Bulls.
Yeah, it all dunked in.
If that's what you want to call it.
Why he shoot that three like he's supposed to be shooting it?
Hey, that mug went in, though, didn't it?
It was kind of nasty, I ain't gonna lie.
All right, then. So keep it like that.
Can you shoot threes like that?
Bro, I've been shooting threes.
You're not a three-point shooter, are you?
I'm a mid-range shooter. You know this.
I don't know anything.
You do know, because I done busted you plenty of times.
No, you haven't, dude.
All right.
You probably made a shot, and I was in the.
Hey, if I'm gonna keep it a buck, you lucky. Lucky Tall Bridge don't have no cameras.
Lucky who ain't got no cameras? Right, yeah. You can't even shoot on the outside rim.
Like I said, you lucky Tall Bridge ain't got no cameras.
And I was the best thing Tall Bridge ever seen.
Plenty of footage of you getting busted. What you talking
about? I said you probably made a shot, and I was in the vicinity.
On me. I feel it.
You probably made a shot, and I was in the general vicinity. And you said you made that over me. And I probably gave it to you at that moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, it's getting a little weird over here in the NFL game. I'll stick with the Bills. First off, they done fired the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey. They chopped all 5-5 with a loss to the Broncos. Let's ride. Bronco mm-hmm. County, let's ride. And what's going on, man? What's going on with New York, man?
Man, so, you know, it got weird.
Oh, wait, why it get weird?
Nah, I just did. Anyway. So the Bills, like last night was crazy. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
That whole little sequence right there was just like, I ain't never seen nothing like that happen before. I don't think nothing, at least that I can remember, that's even remotely close to that. I feel like they obviously, they 5-5 right now. They second in the division, and they're frustrated because I feel like they thought that, you know what I'm saying, they were going to be in a better position right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like they thought that, you know, in the offseason, that they had a good team, they were setting things up, that they was going to be solid, and they are not, you know, not comfortable where they are right now. Somebody had to get blamed. Obviously, like, Josh Allen ain't finna, you know, they not finna cut him. You know, they not, you know, and so, like, I think, you know, they just looked at the offense and said that, you know, I think they were saying that they didn't like some of the play calls he was making or something like that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I feel like you kind of got to look at Josh Allen a little bit too. He has, you know, on the season, he's got 2,600 yards, 19 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. He had, you know, in the first game of the year, he had 3 interceptions in the game against the Jets. And then last night against Denver, he had 2 interceptions. Mm-hmm. And like I said, he's got 11 on the year. He's only not thrown an interception 2 games out of the entire year. He's on a streak right now for throwing an interception in the last 6 games. And it's the most by any Bills quarterback since Ryan Fitzpatrick, I believe that was in like 2011, 2012. The 2 games this year that he didn't throw an interception was the Raiders.
And the Dolphins, and most definitely. Mm-hmm. And the I ain't gonna lie, you kind of set it up because you said the Raiders first. So I was like, okay, go ahead. My fault, gang. Leave him in the past.
Okay.
In the night club. Anyway,
okay.
All right. Go ahead. You got it. Show for.
Okay. So he's thrown an interception in 8 of their 10 games that they played this year. He's thrown one, at least one in the last 6. And like I said, he had 2 last night. He got to stop turning the ball over, bro. Like, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying? And obviously, you know, I'm not going to put all the blame on him. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, the ball is in your hands. You're the quarterback. And I feel like you got to make better decisions. You know, that's just me personally. In his entire career, and he's been in the league since 2018. Mm-hmm. So the last 6 years in his whole career, he's had 71 interceptions. And this year, like I said, he's already got 11. Last year, he had 14. The year previous, 21, he had 15. 2020, he had 10. 2019, 9. 2018, 12. So I feel like that could be something that they, you know what I'm saying, could look at. I'm interested to see what's going to happen, though, with the team and, like, Stephon Diggs and all of that stuff. So it's a lot of interesting factors going into going into the rest of the year, heading into the offseason, heading into the playoffs, all of that stuff. So, but, you know, I love the fact that they keep losing because that's helping me out. So I really don't – if I'm being completely honest, I don't want them to fix it. But, yeah, man. I mean, what are your thoughts on it? with the Patriots 2-8 in the last play.
Don't talk about the Patriots, bro, please.
Right.
Talk about your team, how they keep losing. To still number one in the division. It's supposed to be a Super Bowl contender team, but it can't be no other Super Bowl contender team. Talk about
still
that.
Number one in the division.
Talk about that.
Talk about how they number one in the division.
Anyway, I mean, kind of like you said, man, they're not finna, you know, either. They're not even finna rip up the whole offense or nothing like that. They're going, you know, somebody had to get blamed, like you said. Even, you know, even some of the play calls he got, like, I guess, like, last night, and I guess I blamed, because one of his interceptions, this one came early, was a ball to Gabe Davis. It hit Gabe Davis. You saw that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hit him right in the hands, like, you know. But stuff like that is still – I mean, obviously, some people blame the receiver, but some blame the quarterback. It always is going to fall on the quarterback stat-wise, you know. And I was like, you know, and then obviously I got him in fantasy, so it's like, dang, like – it looked as if it could have been a good ball, but it's like, dang, you know, he hit his hands. And it's, you know, it's
bro, who in fantasy?
You said what?
You got who in fantasy?
Josh Allen.
That's really weird. Okay.
Wait, bro, what?
Okay. You claim to be a Patriot fan, but you pick your rival QB as your fantasy. Okay.
Bro, no, you're not finna, bro.
Okay. Okay, let that have been me. Why didn't you pick Tua? Okay.
Tua has good pieces around him. Why wouldn't you pick Tua?
Why didn't you pick Tua? Okay.
Why would I pick Mac Jones for fantasy?
Okay.
What's your bro? I'm not saying you have to pick Mac Jones.
Hold on. I ain't say you have to pick Mac Jones. You could have picked any other QB.
No, I'm gonna pick the best quarterback in fantasy.
You pick your rival's QB.
I'm going to pick the
you could have picked you could have picked over 29 other QBs. So you tell me out of all the other QBs and all the other divisions that you could have picked from,
why would I pick them?
I mean,
right? Like, well, if you can answer to me, if you answer me why would I pick them?
You just told me what I needed to know,
bro. If you answer me why I would pick them instead of Josh Allen, bro, I will give you a legit like. You know,
what do you
okay,
mean,
okay.
Like, bro? Like, you could have picked anybody else, and you picked him.
But why though? You haven't told me why.
Why? Because that's your rival's QB.
What does that have to do with anything?
I feel it's on.
I'm playing on a video game with Aaron Rodgers.
Cool, you told me, bro. Like, it's cool. Like, I get it.
You're a thick soul, bro. You know that.
It's cool, bro. It's cool. Like, that's how you – like, that's cool, bro. It's all good.
Anyway,
like, you
keep on
my true colors, man.
You know, they blame,
you know.
You know,
for real.
Josh definitely has to get it together.
Yeah, your guy.
But to to stir the pot even more, you got Trayvon Diggs. He's tweeting away, talking about how they got to get 14 out of there. And I don't know if you saw this one. I saw one earlier say, let's not forget, saying Josh started going crazy whenever 14 got there. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, I seen that one.
It's getting a little – okay, let's try to – so, Ant, you in the league, right? Okay, we both in the league. Actually, we both in the league. I'm on another team. Like, what if that's us? I say, Ant, hey, I'm talking about your PO, talking about your quarterback. I'm talking about your, hey, get my brother out of there. As the brother, you know, as the brother that's being talked about, okay, right. Would you feel right of me doing that? Like, would that, if that be
okay?
Cool,
so,
you, like,
so that means if he felt comfortable enough to tweet all that and put that out there publicly, mm-hmm. knowing how big it was gonna get, knowing how everybody's gonna look at it, that means he already knew off rip. Him and his brother Ben had conversations about that. They don't like he know his brother don't care.
Right,
he probably know that that's how his brother been feeling.
So okay, I got another thing. And I kept hearing I heard the announcers literally saying like for the past few games, like I'm pretty sure you be seeing of like Stephon Diggs really be like, You be seeing him over there yelling, and like he'll talk to Josh Allen, he be yelling and like screaming, throwing his helmet, stuff like that. Like, I understand, you know, passionate for the game, the love for the game, all that type of stuff. But like, do you do that type of stuff in public? Like, is that a good look? Well, I'm not really worried about the look because I'm playing this game. I'm hella competitive, all that type of stuff. But like, would you continue to do that to the world? Like the announcers last night kept saying, you know, I forgot how they said. I don't know how they said verbatim, but they reference as, you know, Stephon Diggs kind of get on Josh Allen about, you know, a bad pass or not getting a look or something like that. Like, do you like, you know, would you continue to do that out in public like that?
So see, I don't like that because people never said that about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning when they was right. When they was getting in their O-line face and or their receivers face and going in on them. I don't like that type of stuff. Like, like you know what I'm saying? Everybody does that. I mean, when you in the heat of the game, like, yeah, you yelling at some team. Like, we've been on the same team before, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. Like, you know how, like, you know, something happened, you know, you getting on somebody because they ain't do something right or something happened. Like, that, I ain't going to read into it that much.
I feel that. I just, like, but to stay on, like, this topic of, you know, the tweets and everything, it's, like I said, I'm obviously, you know, that's my brother. I'm definitely gonna have a conversation about it and stuff like that. Do you think?
Yeah, they've been talking about it. Right. Like, I'm telling you, he wouldn't have tweeted that if that wasn't the case.
What you think, Trayvon out of there after this? What you think? Talk to him.
I believe so. He was about to be out of there this year.
Jesus. And they but let me see. And I want last offseason. Let me look at their last few because it's not looking. It ain't looking too. I think they got the hardest schedule, bro.
It ain't the hardest. They got a schedule to where they should definitely win out for sure. What?
Bro, so they next game they got the Jets. Okay, real quick.
Yes.
So you say win against the Jets, right?
Yes.
The Eagles.
No.
You say they don't win.
They're not winning against the Eagles, no. They're
not winning against the Eagles. Chiefs.
It's in there. Who's at home? Who's at home?
The Chiefs.
Nah.
Okay. Cowboys.
Definitely a shot. Definitely opportunity.
Okay. Chargers.
Yes.
Patriots. No, you just didn't, bro.
Yes, bro. Folks, for sure, bro.
Dolphins.
100%, bro.
Dolphins.
Nah, bro.
Bro, take out Jeff being your team. They just kicked their ass early.
No, I know. I ain't doing that. The next game in Miami, no.
Not, how many cases?
Listen, bro.
I was going to count the record. You said they should win out. I don't think they're going to win out. I think they got the hardest schedule left.
They ain't got the hardest schedule.
They don't, man, look at you. All right, so they gonna win against the Jets. You say no against the Eagles. You say no against the Chiefs. So that at that point they are 1-2. You say win against the Cowboys. At that point they are 2-2. They gonna win against the Chargers. At that point they're 3-3. You say okay, yes against the Bills. They're 4-3,
and they 5-5 right now. So that's 8-8. All right, come go continue.
And then you say no against the Bills. I mean, no, against the Dolphins.
That's the last game?
Yeah. Did you count the ones with the Patriots and the Chargers?
I don't know. Did I?
Okay, but it's looking like an even schedule. And it's looking like an even towards the end. Hold on, let me do this real quick. You are hilarious, bro.
So, what you mean,
bro? So, win against the Jets, L against the Eagles, L against the Chiefs, L against the Chiefs, win against the Bills, Cowboys, win against the Chargers, win against the Patriots, and you say lost against, so that's 4-3. You say lost against the Dolphins. So that's 4-3.
Yep. So that should be a wild card right there.
Sheesh. 5-5 right now.
And before, okay, so
you told me they're gonna end the year on 9-8.
That's what it sounds like.
That's terrible.
According to CBS, though, CBS put out an article about who has the 2023 NFL's toughest schedule, and they said it was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles, and then they said Dallas Cowboys, and then they said Steelers and Packers.
Okay. And that was the what, beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna just go off the end of this year. Boom. End of this year, they just played the Commanders. My fault. They didn't just play the Commanders. They just played. What's the name? November 5th. They played the Cowboys November 5th. They last games. Mm-hmm. They got the Chiefs, Bills, 49ers,
oof,
Cowboys,
oof,
Seahawks, Giants, Cardinals, and the Giants.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That first, like, I know you said Chiefs, Bills, 49ers, Cowboys. That's gonna be a tough stretch.
That's gonna be some heat, most definitely.
Yeah, that's a tough stretch.
Okay.
Let's see that Niners game. Ooh.
Yeah, that's gonna be some heat, most definitely. Sheesh. football, you gotta love it, man. I know the Broncos messed up some parlays. I know for a fact.
Yeah. I don't know whoever hit on them, though, going crazy right
now. Man. But stick with football. This is very interesting. CJ Stroud, he says is he a real MVP candidate?
Mm-hmm.
I saw something today. I don't know how accurate it was. Saying he was second in the league in passing yards. Let's see.
Yo.
Yeah, my fault. I was looking this up. My fault. Okay. Yeah, it was accurate. So, passing yards this year, he has 2,626, mm-hmm, 15 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Yep. Just 2.
Mm.
He hasn't thrown an interception since October 15th.
That's not bad.
Against the Saints, yeah.
Mm. And QBR is 63.
My bad. He threw an interception on this past Sunday against Cincinnati. But before then, it was October 15th.
And that was a good game against Cincinnati. I don't know if you watched. That was a good game.
It was.
That was a really good game.
That and the comeback he had in Tampa. Or not in Tampa, but against Tampa.
Mm, yeah, that was a good game.
And before that.
Yeah, the one against Tampa. They with him and Tank Dell went crazy.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's
looking, it's looking pretty good over there in Houston.
You know what? Like, I'm excited I'm excited for sports right now, man. It's like it's a lot of young talent, you know what I'm saying, in basketball and football right now. It looked like, you know what I'm saying, they're gonna be like the pillars for the, you know, next 10 years. Like for instance, like Wimby with the Spurs.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're going to be a problem for a long time. CJ Stroud, he's playing like at a crazy level right now. He's just a rookie. Like, for instance, like going back to Wimby, they talking about something. He played his worst against the Knicks in Madison Square, right?
Mm-hmm.
His worst was 14 points and 9 rebounds. Because I think he was like 3 for 15 or 3 or something. Mm-hmm. But he still had 14 points and 9 rebounds, and that's his worst. That's like the worst he could do.
Like, right. I was saying, you can see Melo score a point. Like, bro. I feel it. Okay. Like,
Kawhi can't even do, you know.
Kawhi can't what? Okay. Right. Yeah. I was going to get weird.
Get yourself together. But anyway, I feel like he's just trying to can't. Depending on what happens the rest of the year, obviously, but as of right now, he's definitely
over to him.
Sure. Yo, Tua got a better record, yo.
What?
Hmm?
Is he a better player? Better quarterback?
You said what?
Is he a better quarterback than CJ?
He's a better proven quarterback.
Just throw CJ it. Tyreek down or somewhere. Throw it.
Let's not act like it's a whole bunch of QBs. You know what I'm saying? Who don't have talent around them, who they just dump the ball to. But you still gotta make the throw though.
He can barely do that.
He's done it.
I would say probably the one is definitely valid quarterback MVP candidate. Young talent.
Definitely more valid than the Patriots.
What? Bro, what you just say, bro?
My.
Last topic, man.
So good.
What NBA team is taking you by surprise so far, man? Definitely not the Bucks.
There you go. definitely not the Clippers neither. But
I think we may same. Oh my god. Wait, what? Same what? Bruh, Kobe got one of them people.
Yep.
My boy was robbed.
He definitely was, and I would love to talk about that one day because the two years back to back to Steve Nash one, yeah, his stats was way better than us. But anyway,
hey, but what's the name? Say he got robbed of them same too.
Who, Shaq?
Mm-hmm.
He say that.
You ain't know that? You ain't know he said that?
No, I knew that.
Yeah, he say he got robbed in 2 years too. But again, on our last topic, most surprising team. We'll talk to me. That's what I was saying. I feel like we may have the same surprising team. Let's do. You want to go three from each conference?
Oh, I just had one, but I mean, we can't. I just had one.
I got one too. I just wanted to make it a little spicy.
You got one?
I got one.
No, I'm telling you, Tony, you got one.
Wait, what? He thought I was not Tony. I'm telling you, you got one.
You got one, bro. You better come correct.
Okay, look, what you want to say at the same time?
Okay. On three?
On three.
All right, one, two, three.
Dallas Mavericks.
Rockets.
Wow. Rockets? I'm going to go with the Rockets. Oh.
Bro, the Rockets are fourth in the Western Conference right now. They're 6-3.
Let me see. Okay, they just beat the Nuggets.
Yep, and that leads me into what I was going to talk.
Yo, getting word on what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway, okay. Basically, what I was going to say is that leads me into what I've been wanting to talk about for a while now. Do you remember what that was?
Hold on, give me 1 second. I'm so sorry. Now, what's going on? I'm trying to a little technical difficult. Maybe I.
Hello? Hello? Yo.
There we go. We butter. Now you said what? Said I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me?
Okay. Do you remember what that? Like I said, like this topic leads me to what I've been wanting to talk about. Do you remember what that was?
No. Talk to me. Oh my God! Here we go, bro. A
few days ago. Well, not. I don't know if it's
that might have. As soon as I pull up the Rockets, I'm looking at them, bro.
So I tell. So just for reference, I know I've had this running thing with Tone for some years now. Basically, you know what I'm saying? That'd be a player, you know what I'm saying, that I mess with. I tell Tone, like, hey, I got a jersey for him. Meaning, if he ever wanted to come to LA, I would have that jersey for him. So one day, you know what I'm saying, this is in this little group chat me and Tony in. Tony sends us this video of Dylan Brooks, right? In the chat, messing with Bron. And I say, I got one for him. So anyway, and I'll make now it's time for me to explain why exactly I have one for Dylan Brooks. Tony, can you hear me?
I definitely can hear you.
All right. So here we go. So basically, I said that because I personally, I love players like Dylan Brooks. And when I say players like Dylan Brooks, I'm meaning players that are disruptors, players that nag and try to get under the skin of the other team. So people like Patrick Beverley was like that. Metta World Peace was like that. Mm-hmm. Lance Stevenson's like that. Grayson Allen's like that. I don't know if I said Patrick Beverley. I don't know if I said it.
Yeah,
right.
You did.
But those type of players are always like some of my favorite players because I feel like every team, if you going to seriously contend for a championship, and you got your superstars that you need, your all-stars, whatever, contend for a title, you have to have somebody like that on your team, somebody that's willing to do the dirty work like a Dennis Rodman, too. Like you got to have somebody that has that mindset of it's my job to go out here and be disruptive for the other team. You know what I'm saying? Rondo as well, like he was like that, like going in the team's other huddle, you know, in the huddle or whatever. Like just being a pest, like just getting on their nerves any kind of way, trolling them, doing whatever. Cause not only does that I feel like that energizes your team. And then also you don't want your superstars doing that because you don't want them getting texts and all of that stuff possibly being thrown out of the game or getting in foul trouble, whatever. That's why you had that one. You got it's almost like an enforcer kind of guy. Like somebody that can just go out there, do the work, dirty work, so the superstars don't have to. So the other players on the team don't have to. Like that's their sole job. Every team, I'm telling you, you're going to win a championship. Every team needs that kind of player. Now, it ain't like, you know what I'm saying? And this year, Dylan Brooks has been playing fairly well. Did you know that Dylan Brooks leads the league in 3-point percentage right now?
No.
Yes, he like this year. He leads the league in 3-point percentage with 53.3%. Kayson Wallace from OKC is second with 52.6, and Doug McDermott is third with 52.4. So that's current, like right now. And then on top of that, Brooks is averaging this year. He's averaging 3.7 points a game, 4.2 rebounds, 2 assists, shooting 55.1% from the field.
You say you averaged 3.7 points.
No, 13.7.
Oh, I'm going to say, wait, what? Okay.
Yeah, 13.7, 4.2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 55% from the field.
Okay.
On top of leading the league in 3-point percentage.
Okay.
So he's doing exactly what he needs to be doing. He's not the superstar that's going to give you 20, 25, 30 points a game. No, but he's doing like that, almost like that. Like, obviously, Draymond – when I say Draymond, I mean more of the attitude and the mentality and all of that stuff, like the energizer, the enforcer that drives the team. When I compare him to Draymond, I mean that. But he's doing that on top of putting up solid role player numbers. Like, you know, he's doing his part, what he has to do. And he's making his shots. He's leading the league in 3-point percentage, like I said. And he's also shooting 55% from the field. So he's actually playing fairly well. On top of doing that dirty work. So, I mean, to me, you know what I'm saying, that's hard. I'm not even going to lie to you. So, that's why I say I got a jersey for him. Simple as that.
Fair statements. Kind of got me, you know, together with the Houston Rockets and Dylan Brooks. I still don't think, you know,
they're in fourth in the West right now, 6-3.
They are. I kind of went with, obviously, like I said, the other, one of the other three, you know, Texas teams. I went with Dallas. Like how they playing. Obviously, they put the spanking on the Clippers this last, you know, the last few games. They have, and with a, I feel like they, let me. Their starting lineup. So, they kind of, to me, I thought they were going to get worse. Obviously, I understand they got Kyrie and Luka. But the players, mm-hmm. like the Grant Hills, obviously Tim Hardaway still there. The Grant Hills, the Dwight Powell, Dwight Powell always gets injured, like, playoff time. So, he's not able to really showcase what he can do. But early this year, you know, he's looking great. This Derek Lively dude also, he's actually pretty decent. He's only 9 games in, but he's not really like, I don't want to say too much. But anyway, they have impressed me. Like I said, with that standout victory against the against the Clippers. I would say let them stay how they are. Help, because it always comes down to end up being, so like I said, Dwight probably always gets injured, come down crunch time for the playoffs. To see Kyrie here for an entire year, maybe you want to say, Western Conference Finals. That's what I maybe want to say. 9 games in, understanding. They look pretty decent these first 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
Something in me want to say Western Conference Finals. Well put together. They got obviously that two-headed monster. Tim Hardaway, he's going to come and do what he does. We already know how he gets. They still got a Seth Curry over there. Like I said, these first night, they just showed me a little something here early. I think I might. I personally, I feel like they're the best team in Texas right now. Put that into perspective. Understanding, you know, San Antonio got Wimby, like you just said earlier in the show. You feel like he could be something to be reckoned with for the next, you know, 10, yeah, however long, you know, he wants to play the game.
Well, he got about another 8 years there, and then he'll be, you know.
That's tough. Be watching basketball for that long, and, like, we kind of be knowing, like, what the players do, you know?
Mm.
Like, especially the ones that come in, like, that's a generational talent. Mm. Sort of like, you know, they spend X amount of years, or like Andrew Wiggins, he was only in Minnesota for about a good,
he wasn't there that long.
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't. No, he seven. It can't be.
Let me see.
Can't be, man. Show you,
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh yeah, he got there in
2014.
Eight,
six. Okay, six.
Yeah,
six. Okay, around there then. That's kind of, you know, that's like the little formula. You know, that talent, that number one draft pick, or that, you know, like I said, that generational talent. He ended up staying with that one team for so long, till it's time to, you know, let me not waste all my juice here. You know, whoop de wop.
Wop de whoop.
Literally. Oh, wish we could put some cases on something. Who had the last? Who won the last case?
I won the last case.
How you win the last case?
That's how I got back to 15.
What you do? What happened?
You said what?
You do what happened?
Bro, why is you so like?
I'm asking a
Come on, bro.
Bro, I'm asking a question.
Come on, bro.
That'll wrap up today's show. follow us on Instagram, all social medias at the Tone and Ant Show.
No, hold on. So you trying to say I'm not at 15, bro?
I'm asking like what you like. What was the last win that you got? That's what I'm asking. I didn't say you weren't at 15. Where you be coming up with this stuff at?
Because why are you asking me, Tone?
I want to clarify. I want to verify what you said. I want to verify what you said.
That's crazy.
What you, quotations, and said.
But that's straight crazy work.
Follow us on all social medias at the Tone and Ant Show. I appreciate the we appreciate the support that everybody's giving us. Yes. Any last words?
You just tripped me out with that for real. But
I literally asked a question, bro.
All right, so what's the answer then, Tone?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Bro.
That's crazy. Cause this whole time you talking about some. Oh, I'm writing stuff down. I'm keeping track, blah blah.
Yeah, I'm keeping track. What do you mean?
So if you keep a track, then how you don't know, bro? I haven't
looked at it in a long time.
Alright.
Any last words, Ant? You all good? What's going on, man?
Yeah, I just like to say, man, thank you everybody for your support. Apologize for the weirdness that you have to hear.
And now, on that note, we out.